In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. All of us know that the main goal of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ is salvation and redemption of the world. He came to save us. He came to offer himself and to be crucified. But also, during his life on the earth, he was an amazing teacher. He was teaching the multitude. And when he taught the multitude, they were astonished at his teaching, because he was teaching them as if he had authority, and not like the scribes and the Pharisees. Not only our Lord Jesus Christ was teaching the multitudes, but also through his tender mercy, he made so many miracles. He was healing the sick, cleansing the leprotic, and even raised the dead, opened the blind, the eyes of the blind, gave cure to the paralyzed, and also there were many miracles in which our Lord Jesus Christ cast out the demons in order to reveal that he came to destroy the kingdom of Satan. And that's why the gospel speaks to us about so many miracles in which our Lord Jesus Christ cast out demons. And the gospel of today, which is a part of chapter 12 from the gospel of Saint Matthew, we read here about one of these miracles. This miracle was done to a man who was demon-possessed, blind and mute. But our Lord Jesus Christ healed this man. Not only he cast out the demon, but it was apparent and obvious in front or before all the multitude how this man was healed. So that the blind and the mute man both spoke and saw. He was blind, but now he can see. He was mute, but now he can speak. And that's why all the multitudes were amazed. They were astonished. And they said a very specific sentence. They said, "Could this be the son of David?" What does this mean? Could be, or could this be the son of David? In fact, all the world were waiting for a savior. The whole world was in need of a savior and looking for this savior. Most nations was deviated away through corrupted worship. But only the Jews, through their prophets and through their many prophecies, had the perfect concept about this Savior, which they called, or whom they called, the Messiah. All of them were waiting for the Messiah. And at the beginning of the Gospel of John, Andrew went to Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Not only Andrew, but also the sinful woman, the Samaritan woman, whom our Lord Jesus Christ met, said to him, "I know that a Messiah is coming, who is called Christ, and when he comes, he will tell us all things." So they were waiting for the Messiah, and this Messiah means Christ. I remind you, once our Lord Jesus Christ asked the Pharisees, "What do you think about Christ? Whose son is he?" It was a very important question which revealed the concept of the Jews regarding the Messiah. He asked them, "What do you think about Messiah? What do you think about Christ? Whose son is he?" And they answered, "The son of David." They knew that the Messiah, the Christ, must be the son of David. And that's why when our Lord Jesus Christ in the Palm Sunday, when he entered Jerusalem, all the multitudes were crying, saying, "Hosanna to the son of David." Now when our Lord Jesus Christ casted out the demon from this man, the multitude knew very well that, and they asked themselves, "This must be the son of David. This must be the Messiah. It must be the Savior whom we are waiting." And so they asked, "Could this be the son of David?" It was a very important question, because they saw by themselves the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he did this miracle, how he cast out the demon, how this mute and blind and the demon-possessed man was cured. And so they were amazed. They were astonished. And with their simple heart, they believed and trusted that he must be the son of David. They put it in this phrase, "Could this be the son of David?" In fact, I said to you, it was not the first time for our Lord Jesus Christ to cast out demons. He did these miracles so many times. And once they said, it was never seen like this in Israel. I say to you that not only our Lord Jesus Christ have the power and the authority to cast out demons, not only this, but he gave this authority to his disciples. And he said to the 12 disciples, when he sent them He said to them, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. It is amazing to know that our Lord Jesus Christ not only have authority to do this miracle and to cast out demons, but he had the authority to give the same authority to his disciples. He gave this authority also to the 70 disciples when he sent them two by two before his face. And then when they returned back to him and they reported him about their service, they returned with joy and said to him, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. It is amazing, my beloved, that this is the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, not only to do miracles by himself, but to give this authority to his disciples, whether the 12 apostles or the 70 disciples cast out demons, and they returned amazing and joyful, with joyful feeling, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ declared this fact. And this fact is that he gave authority to his church. He gave authority to each one who believe in him. And this authority, we repeat it every now and then, because it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpent and scorpion and upon all the power of the enemy. But the Pharisees, as you all know, who hardened their heart, they said that this fellow does not cast out demon except by Beelzebub. And now our Lord Jesus Christ replied them and answered. He knew their thoughts and said this fact. As a teacher, he started to teach not only the Pharisees, but a teaching to all people in all generations. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. This fact, which our Lord Jesus Christ declared, and this fact is, if Satan cast out, he is divided against himself, how then will his kingdom stand? Our Lord Jesus Christ put this fact, which may cause shame to many of us. How? the kingdom of Satan is not divided against itself. Satan has a very strong kingdom. Satan is aware and cautious not to divide against each other or against himself. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. The kingdom of the devil, the kingdom of Satan, is not divided against itself. This fact, we put it before everyone, and it is shameful for us, or for many of us, that there is division in so many houses. There is divisions among the Christian. There is division which makes so many houses not able to stand. Division in the houses, division in the relationship. While we hear about the kingdom of Satan, how it is strong, how it is not divided against itself. And our Lord Jesus Christ declared this fact. We have to go to ourselves, not to be divided against each other. Whatever in our houses, whatever in our relation, whatever in the church, we have to be as St. Paul asked in his letter to the Ephesians. He asked us to keep the unity of spirit in the bond of peace. اتكلم وعلمنا بولس الرسول عن حاجة اسمها وحدانية الروح برباط السلام. يعني شيء عجيب جدا ان المسيح له المجد بيعلم ان مملكة الشيطان حريصة على الا يكون فيها انقسام. شيء عجيب. وبيقول ان لو انقسم على نفسه وعلى ذاته ما كانتش تثبت مملكته. وبيحط قدامنا هذه الحقيقة لكي نعيش معا في وحدانية التقوى، في وحدانية الروح، زي ما قال معلمنا بولس الرسول رباط الصلح الكامل، وحدانية الروح برباط السلام أو برباط الصلح الكامل. نحن نعلم أن عدونا قوي. المسيح نفسه قال عنه أنه قوي. قال ما حدش يقدر يدخل بيت القوي وينهب أمتعته. القوي ده اللي هو الشيطان. لازم يجي له اللقوة منه ويربطه، وبعد ما يربطه ينهب أمتعته. أحبائي، عدونا قوي ولكن مسيحنا أقوى. هو الذي استطاع أن يشهر بكل قوات الظلمة وظفر بهم في الصليب، وأعطانا سلطان أن ندوس الحياة والعقارب وكل قوة العدو. وده سلطان بنتغنى به كل مرة وكل قداس وكل صلاة شكر. عشان كده إن كان عدونا اللي هو الشيطان قوي، فمسيحنا هو الأقوى، وهو الذي ربط هذا القوي ونهب أمتعته وانتزع النفوس التي كانت بين يديه وأعطاها الحرية وأعطاها العتق وأعطاها حرية مجد أولاد الله. عشان كده بشرى جميلة لكل واحد إنه يقدر يغلب. يقدر ينتصر. ده معلمنا يعقوب بيقول قاوموا إبليس، ما بيقولش هتغلبوه، ده بيقول يهرب منكم. resist the devil and he will flee from you. resist the devil، قاوموا إبليس، he will flee from you. ربنا قادر أن يعطينا جميعا نعمة ونصرة، وإن احنا نحفظ وحدانية الروح برباط السلام حسب وصية معلمنا بولس الرسول إلى أهل أفسس، ولإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد. آمين.